We continue our learning of the Nishmas David Beben Achmishim Chaim Yaakov Pepinikos Olio. We're in Kalim Perek Tezvav Mishnah Base. Aruvos shel Nachtomim Tameos. Nachtomim are bakers. Aruvos are the boards that that the professional bakers use. Says the Mishnah there, Tameos. Now the Chiddush here is that they're made out of wood and they're flat. Nonetheless, the Bar Tanur explains Lefisha Asuyin Mitzuras Kli. Although they don't have a receptacle, they're officially flat, but they're made like a kli. It's very clear that these boards are being used by these professionals as a kli, as a utensil. The afal gav depshuti kli etzinenu, even though they are flat wooden kalim, tameos midivrei sofrim. They're tamei midarabanan, because they look like they have a form of a kli. But that's only true when it comes to the professional bakers. Vishal balei batim toros. But the baking boards that are used by a private person in a person's home, they're not tamei even midarabanan. Why is that? Because their kalim ain alem truas kli, says Batur. They don't have a form of a kli. Maybe they're not... They don't finish them properly like you normally finish a wooden board if a professional is using. Maybe they use, they're not using the same one each and every time. So different explanations of why that is. Others claim that in order for it to be tamei midarabanan, you have to designate it as a kli. A bal habayis is going to be using different types of boards for his bread. The professional, though, very clearly designates this as a utensil. Therefore, it will be tamei midarabanan. Even though it's flat, it nonetheless is going to be tamei. Balei batim, though, are Tahoros. Sirikono kirikamon tameos. But if the balabais, the homeowner, made them, painted them, sirikon means he painted them red. Or kirikamon, he painted them like an orange, yellow, orange. So then tameos. Why are they tameos now? So now it takes on the form of a kli. It's very, because now that you paint it, it's very clear to us that you want to use it as a kli. Also, this would be almost tantamount to designate it as a kli, and therefore tameos the mekabel tuma. Daf shel nachtomin shekva oba kosel. Rabbi Eliezer mitaher v'chachamim mitamin. Daf is a board, a shelf, that a baker uses. He fixes it into the wall. So what is this used for? Some claim to place the loaves as they're rising. Maybe to put a shelf to place the loaves after they're baked. Some claim it's, and this is referring to either way, it's metal. Maybe it was attached to the wall in order to knead the dough. Either way, this daf shel nachtomim, which is made out of metal, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yezer says it's Torah's not mekabel tuma, because it is mechubah lekarka. It's attached to the wall, so the wall is attached to the ground. That's considered mechubah lekarka. V'chachamim etamin. So that's a novelty. Why did the chachamim say this is mekabel tuma after all it's attached to the ground? So the chachamim hold that it's true that things that are mechubah lekarka are not mekabel tuma, but that's only if you make it into a kli after it was attached to the ground. Then it has the status of mechubah lekarka. This was a daf, this was a shelf that was made separate from the ground, and then you fixed it to the wall. So once, if you affix it to the wall after it already had the status of some type of kli, so then, and this is metal, so it doesn't matter that it's flat. It's going to be tuma derabanan, and therefore the chachamim say it's mekabel tuma. Srod shel nachtoma. We're back to the professional bakers speaking about a srod. Now we had srida before. The srida, we just spoke about having it's a very flat kli. We spoke about a srida that's metal. Now we're speaking about a flat plate that is made out of wood. And this is what was used to knead the dough. So the Mishnah here says, srod shel nachtomim tamei is mekabel tuma. This is also tuma derabanan. This is made out of wood. It's made out of wood. It's flat. It can't be tamei d'oraisa. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says this is tamei, the srod shel nachtomim, and the Bar Tanur tells you, where does the word come from? Srod. Samach reish dal. So the samach and the sin are basically the same letter. They're interchangeable. And we have in Shmos Lamed Aleph, bigdei hasarad. In Aramaic, that's translated as levushe shimusha. Srod means to service. So srod shel nachtomim means something a baker uses as a service vessel. So therefore, we assume that it's going to be tamei v'shel balei batim tor. But once again, if it's a homeowner, so then this is not necessarily considered a kli. It's not designated as a kli. So it doesn't have the form of kli. Whatever we explain regarding the aruvos at the beginning of the Mishnah would be true about this srod of balei batim as well. Gipifo me'aba ruchosav tamei. But if you put a rim around it on all four sides, then it's mekabel tuma. That's tuma, isn't it going to be doraisa? Now it has a receptacle, even though it belongs to a balabais. That's a complete kli. But nifrats miruach achas, tahor. But says the Mishnah, let's say after you put up those four rims on the kli, one side is breached, one side broke off. So says the Mishnah, once one side breaks off, it's tahor, it's not a kabbal tumah anymore. In order to be considered a receptacle, it needs to be surrounded completely. Rabbi Shimon Omer, imiskino liyos koreitz alav tameh. Now, Rabbi Shimon's coming to tell us that when it comes to this srod shel balei batim, where the Mishnah says that it's going to be tahor, but if you give it foe, if you put a rim around it from all four sides, now it's mekabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon says that's not the only way it's mekabel tuma. If you did that, it would be mekabel tuma d'oraisa, no doubt. But there's a way to give it a potential tuma d'rabbanan, where it's susceptible to tuma, also with status of a kli, a status of a kli d'rabbanan by doing what? Imiskino lios korei tzala. If you designate it now, in order to be used as a cutting board for dough, that is enough to give it a tumah d'rabbanan. Once again, it's designated like a kli, it's like a form of a kli, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says, even without putting a rim, the koreitz olav, to designate it for the purpose of cutting up the dough on it, that would be the word koreitz means to cut, then it's mekabel tumah. V'chein ha-ma'aroch tami. And then the Mishnah concludes by saying that a ma'aroch, which is a rolling pin, is also tummy. A rolling pin certainly doesn't have a receptacle. It doesn't hold things on top of it. But you know, when you put dough on it, you drape the dough over it, and that you'll carry. Think about when they bake matzah. You have those rolling pins, and they carry it. It's draped over, and they carry it to the oven that way. So therefore, since that ma'aroch also has the form of a kli, that itself is going to tameh, albeit midirabanan. Perek Tazvav, Mishnah Gimel. Yam nafa shel salasin tameh. So nafa is a sieve, and the Mishnah is telling us that this is something that sifts flour. It's called a yam, because it's not the whole sieve that we're talking about. We're speaking about, says the Ratanur, yiriya aruga miseyar. It's actually a screen that's woven from goat's hair. Lo tzias asolis nakim yin asubin. So the bran goes, the waste goes out, and now I have fine flour. So this is the screen of the sifter. So that's why it's the yam, because it's like it's surrounded by the sieve kli itself. So it looks like you're in the sea. So the Mishnah says this yam shel nafa shel salasim, of those who are flour merchants. This is mekabel tumah. This is in what ways is mekabel tumah? There's clearly not a base kibble there. Goat's hair is no different than wood. We spoke about sock in the Torah. So if this is what it's woven from, so then it shouldn't be mekabel tumah the way it is. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says because this is used as a screen and allows things to pass through, so therefore it's going to be mekabel tumah. V'shel balei batim tahor, but that of balei batim, so that's the salas and the flour merchants, that can have a tumah d'rabbanan. So that is a real kli, a professional kli, so we'll give it a tumah d'rabbanan even though it's not metal and it has no base kibble. But if it belongs to householders, balei batim, so there the Mishnah says tahor, that is not mekabel tumah. So in order to understand the difference between the salasim, the flour merchants, and the balei batim, is to understand how this screen, this mesh screen, works. Normally it's put into the sifter. The sifter itself is a kli. But the screen itself, maybe when it's attached to the sieve, we understand why it's mekabel tumah. But when it's goat's hair and it's flat, but nonetheless it's part of that kli. Maybe it's an accessory to that kli. It's secondary to the kli, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. But once you remove it, shouldn't it be mekabel tumah? The chiddush of the beginning of the mission, when we speak about the yam nuf of salasim of the professionals, if the screen is going to be tumah even when you remove it, because the flour merchants would typically take out this screen, this mesh screen, to clean it out, and because it was removed on a regular basis, it had a status of a kli on its own. The balei batim, who didn't sift that much, that often anyway, so they would usually keep it inside, and therefore, if he would choose to remove it, it would lose its status of a kli, and therefore, it would be tahor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afshel godeles tamei moshav, mipnei shahabanos yoshvos bisocho vigodlos. So Rabbi Yehuda, happens to be the Mefarshim claim this is not a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda is adding something to Tanna Kamma. I'll give you, there's another example of this type of screen, and that is that of a godelis, a person who braids hair. That's also, she's a professional. Tamei Moshav. So this green is considered as Tomei Moshav, which is a type of Tomei Midras, obviously someone sitting on it. Because, as the Mishnah says, the banos, the young girls, will sit on it and have their hair braided. So the Mishnah, so the Baratunu explains like this. Mibnesha banos hana aros bishasha go dlos roshan. At the time when they have their hair braided, Moshivo soson besoch yam yafa, they actually place the professional hairdressers are placing the young women on this, sitting on this screen, which is on a chair, but they're specifically on this screen, lekabel sham a yam nafa, type of something that sifts, lekabel sham ashei pomeroshon min afruris verubufis adoresha, anything they mixed in the hair, anything that needs anything that's foreign that shouldn't belong there, the dirt and anything else that that you don't want, so that is going to fall. In this way, the screen, certain things will go through, other things will be caught by the screen. And since they sit on this, it wasn't made for sitting, but nonetheless, it's made to sift things out, remove waste matter, whatever it may be. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says that is Tamei Moshav because the young girls would sit on it while they're having their hair done. Therefore, Avida says that's another example of a Yam Nafa that is Mekabel Tumah.